This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by the Happiness Newsletter. Sign up and you'll get my newsletter for free. It has highlights from the podcast, the blog, my Facebook page, and everything else. To sign up, just text me at 66866, and in the message box, enter the word happier. You'll get a text back that asks you to enter your email address. Type in your email, and you'll get a confirmation, and you'll be signed up. When I stop to think about it, I'm always surprised to realize the sources of some of my best advice. Sometimes it's the most random encounters, the most fleeting conversations, books that I skimmed through that have the biggest influence on me in the long run. And for instance, when I was in law school, I had a roommate who was very successful and ambitious, and she's still very successful and ambitious, but she wasn't the one who gave me this very helpful advice about success. No, it was her very successful and ambitious boyfriend, whom I never actually met. This is what she told me was his advice to her. And I don't know if she remembers it anymore, but I have never forgotten it. It's about how to be successful. He said to her, and then she told me, that successful people are willing to do things that unsuccessful people are not willing to do. I think that's very true, and I remind myself of it often. For instance, one thing that's very awkward to do is to self-promote. It is not the most fun thing about being a writer, but it's something that all writers struggle with, especially now when there are fewer book reviews and there are fewer bookstores, and it's really much more on a writer to be self-promoting. And when I feel reluctant to do things, I think, well, successful people are willing to do things that unsuccessful people aren't willing to do. Obviously, some things are contrary to my fundamental nature or my deepest values, and those things I wouldn't do. But sometimes I think, well, I don't really feel like doing that. But successful people are willing to do things that unsuccessful people aren't willing to do. I get another great piece of advice from this same guy, but I will save that for next week. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.